But I think we can actually go down into the rooms now, Carl, because I think Ben Cameron's got a special guest with him. Jake Patrick has, sorry.
That's the one, perhaps. I do have Dan Hannabury with me in the Swans rooms. Dan, a tough win, a big win in tough conditions. How was it out there?
Yeah, it was a interesting game in terms of conditions-wise. And we knew for Pats 350th, and they were a proud group. They were going to come out at different stages and have momentum. And to be able to restrict them from scoring, but also keeping the foot on the throat as well, was really pleasing.
You guys seem to be switched on from the outset. Was that a message from John Longmire going into the match?
Oh, look, we prepared to come out and have a really solid brand of footy for four quarters. I think the way the games are being played and how close that top eight, top four is, every goal counts against and for. So we had a really strong mindset going into the game, and really pleasing we're able to fulfil some of those things we talked about.
90-point win, a couple of goals short of jumping over the Giants into second spot. Can you remember a season this close in the race for the top four?
Yeah, not quite. Even top eight, you look at, five or six teams on the same amount of points. As I said, every game counts. Certainly we've got four games to go. We need to make sure we really drill down in each one and do our best to try and win every one.
We're going to throw it upstairs to Adam Papalia, Carl Langdon and Luke McFarlane.
Hi, Dan. Luke McFarlane here, mate. Congratulations on the result and your game. Personally, I was just very impressed in the way the mids and the backs really work in nicely together. You don't blaze away out of your back half. You're able to sort of find that in-between kick and look off the line, lower the eyes. I thought you really sliced through the Fremantle defence today.
Yeah, I think it's something we're constantly working on, is our ball movement from defence to attack. And it's an area where we probably let ourselves down at different stages. We've got such a potent forward line. And sometimes we can kind of push the ball going forward. So it's something we're constantly working at two or three times a week. And I think today is probably the best we've used the ball in tough conditions. So it's really pleasing.
What about with the big blokes who are inexperienced when it comes to the amount of games that they've played, Dan? And obviously you've got very experienced men at their feet, which includes you and the other midfield group. But with Nan Curvis and Naismith, how have things changed in that dynamic?
Oh, yeah, I think... To be honest, those two guys are playing like season ruckman, especially Naismith. Toby competes as hard as anyone. They're both just great guys, great young kids to have in there. And we've got full faith in them. So does Horse. They've only played a handful of games and they come in, play roles. Not just play roles, but I feel like they both dominated different stages of the game. So it's really good for the midfield and it really helps the likes. So you look at Joey and Parks at different stages around the stoppages, they're bulls. I mean, they're getting the ball in a platter. Makes us all the more dangerous.
Mate, I thought you might have been one of the teams that might have dropped a little bit to go back up with your team that is evolving. But, Dean Towers, he's only played 28 games. And then this group, Richards, Papley, Alia, George Hewitt, Callum Mills and Isaac Heaney have all played less. It's amazing the number of new blokes you've got in your team and to the level in which they're performing.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, even though it looks young on paper and you sort of look around the room, even when we arrived here, we were doing a stretch and a few of the older guys sort of said, geez, it looks like a reserves grade Canberra team going to play. So it was quite funny. But at the same time, having said that, these guys have played for a year or two in the reserves, trained week in, week out, and earned the respect and earned the respect from the Horse and the players that they can play at this level. And they haven't just been gifted games. They work bloody hard. And it's great to see them playing well and the rewards come for all their hard work.
So what about Alia? He's had the 18 touches, I believe, today. We were really impressed in his roll-off, his ability to take marks in defence and then to also add some rebound out of your back half. Only half a dozen games. He must be pretty happy with his progress.
Yeah, definitely. I think the way he's come in, we know what he's capable of. It took him a while to get used to the demand of the training and being a professional football player in his first year. But certainly since the start of December this year, he's come out, trained really strongly. And just dominated in the reserves comp for 6 or 7 weeks in terms of his ball use, dropping off, defending hard. At one point in time, the coaches almost couldn't not play him. So he forced his way in and he's come in and basically hasn't left, put a foot wrong and basically taken that form into the seniors, which is great.
Dan, you got Port, St Kilda, North Melbourne and Richmond in the run home. Do you feel like your season's really set up for a strong assault on the finals?
Oh, look, to be honest with you, all those teams on their day are bloody dangerous. I mean, Port come off a 100-point win. They're probably stiff to have not won a few more games. We know what North are capable of. Richmond are a bogey side, and St Kilda, takeaway last night, are probably the informed team of the comp. So it's going to be a really tough month. It's a annoying cliche, but it's almost one wicket at a time, and it's a way we've got to approach it.
Now, mate, you've got it 41 times today. You seem to love it here. You love the open space, don't you? I mean, I know last year was disappointing in that Fremantle rolled you in that first qualifying final, but you still found it 34 times.
I enjoy it here. It's a lot of space. I think it suits our midfielders. I think Joey Kennedy's the same, and it's a great oval, and the guys really enjoy getting over it a few days early and bonding and really cracking in on this ground.
Well, what did you think about Josh Kennedy's game? He had about a million times and kicked three as well.
Yeah, he was unbelievable. Joey's he sets the tone for the other minutes. It's great to play alongside him, and he was showing the way today. It was unbelievable to watch.
Thank you, mate. Thanks for your time. Safe trip home.
Thank you.
Daniel Hannabury from the Sydney Swans.